You are Locked On Phillies, your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, guys? It is Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. This is Locked On Phillies. I'm Tim Kelly. And I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but the Phillies appear to be in big trouble in the middle of their bullpen in terms of the guys that are going to get the ball from the starting pitcher to the trio of, I guess, Tommy Hunter, Jose Alvarez, and Hector Neris late in the game. Jake Arrieta made his season debut last night against the Yankees, and did he pitch on the level of a number two or number three starter on a really good team? No. Did he pitch like he might be the third best starter the Phillies have this season? Yeah, maybe. He did give up a leadoff home run to DJ LeMahieu and another solo shot to Brett Gardner. But these were balls that in some other stadiums would have potentially just been off the wall or maybe just scraped over the fence. It wasn't like either of these home runs was Aaron Judge or Giancarlo Stanton launching a ball 450 feet. I like Yankee Stadium. I enjoy when I'm at Yankee Stadium watching a game. There is like a different feel being there. But I can't imagine watching games there every single night and seeing games and seasons decided on 323-foot home runs. It's just, it's kind of lame to me. It borders on silly. Anyway, though, Arrieta didn't have swing and miss stuff. He didn't have a swing and miss at all in the first few innings, as Matt Gelb noted, which is obviously not a good sign. And really, since 2017, which was his final season with the Cubs, he hasn't missed nearly as many bats as he did in his prime 2014 to 2016. So he will have occasional innings and games where he can get you out by being a crafty veteran, but that's not a sustainable formula to pitch six or seven quality innings every time out there at the major league level. I will say, though, if you remember, he couldn't throw a lot of his breaking pitches last year after he hurt his elbow and had a bone chip that he tried to pitch through and ultimately was shut down with. And he flashed some of those breaking pitches being back last night, including in the fourth inning when, after not getting a swing and miss through the first three innings at all, not just a swing and miss for a strikeout, he didn't have a swing and miss period through the first three innings. He struck out the side then in the fourth inning. So you get these glimpses, and that's kind of been what Jake Arrieta has been in his first two seasons with the Phillies when he's been on the mound. Now, injuries have been a big part of the story for him these first two seasons as well, but you get occasional games, ones in Boston, there was one in Arizona, I believe, different games where he goes out there and throws 7-8 innings, and you're like, wow, this guy's a solid middle of the rotation arm. You don't get that consistently, though. And in total, he gave up 7 hits and 3 runs over 5 innings. It was not a Cy Young caliber appearance. But I will say, given the circumstances of the 2020 season, that was his first start. You were facing a Yankees lineup where both Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge are scorching hot to begin the season. And, I mean, Judge stayed hot, but you didn't let Aaron Judge beat you with one or two swings either. Jake Arrieta gave you a shot to win. Unfortunately, the flip side of that is that the Phillies were facing Gerrit Cole, who I think is the best pitcher in baseball right now. And Gerrit Cole wasn't perfect last night. He did give up a 418-foot home run to Jay Bruce in the third. And Jay Bruce looks locked in and has since Clearwater, by the way. But the Yankees got six innings of one-run ball out of Gerrit Cole and against Jake Arrieta, who gave up three runs. And then ultimately, you have the Phillies bullpen come in, and Diolis Guerra walked Aaron Hicks, hit Giancarlo Stanton, and then gave up a monster home run to Mike Ford. I mean, Guerra did look good in his first appearance, and Joe Girardi talked about that last night. But he came out last night and was not good when they needed him to be good. That was a winnable game down 3-1 when Jake Arrieta left the game. The Yankees have some of their big relievers, including Aroldis Chapman, on the shelf last night. And the Phillies were able to scratch out a couple runs, even if you would have liked to see more against that bullpen. But you give up a big blast like that, and it was just really deflating. And I get it. It's only four games, but Ramon Rosso really struggled on opening day. Cole Irvin and Nick Pivetta got shelled in the third game. And then Guerra looked really not good last night. And in a 60-game season, it feels like this bullpen is already teetering on a disaster. And not the bullpen as a whole, but this middle relief crew, which you need when you have a starting rotation with some uncertainty, and you need in a season, especially at the beginning of this type of season, where guys are not stretched out and you're not going to get 7 or 8 innings out of a lot of starters. You need guys that can pitch you in the 6th and 7th inning and get to your horses at the back of the bullpen. And even if Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler go 7 innings every start they make, which they won't, you can't win if you don't have confidence in 3/5 of your starting rotation and virtually all your middle relief. And the crazy thing is that that one home run that Garrett gave up last night was the only hit that the bullpen gave up the entire night. Now, obviously, because they lost, they didn't have to pitch in the bottom of the 9th inning. But Tommy Hunter and Jose Alvarez were excellent. And you didn't get to Hector Neris last night, but he's one of the guys you theoretically trust. But the Phillies, and quickly, need to find a way to get the ball to the 7th or 8th inning from the 6th or 7th, because they're really struggling there right now, and it's already threatening to derail their season. Postmates is a sponsor of today's show, and I've really leaned on Postmates quite a bit during quarantine when I want to order food, which happens quite a bit. Sometimes I don't have any food in my house. Sometimes I do have food in my house, but the Phillies are playing, or I just don't have the energy for whatever reason, or time, or I want to do something else. So I just log on to Postmates and I order something instead. And I would advise you do the same, because it's just an awesome service. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. That's $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the Postmates app and use the code LOCKEDON. That's the Postmates app with the code LOCKEDON. So the Phillies were scheduled to play the second game of their two-game series against the Yankees in New York today, but the hurricane will prevent that from happening. Instead, the Phillies are now scheduled to play a doubleheader against the Yankees at Citizens Bank Park on Wednesday. In the first game, the Phillies will actually be the road team, I believe. They'll wear their gray jerseys, and the Yankees will wear the pinstripes at Citizens Bank Park. The game will start at 4 p.m., it'll be the first time that the Phillies have been the road team at Citizens Bank Park since the Blue Jays got to be the home team in 2010 when, I forget what political convention it was in Toronto, and they were kind of forced out of there. So they were the home team at Citizens Bank Park. But the difference here is that entire series was relocated from Toronto to Philly in 2010. So the Blue Jays were the home team for the entire series. In this case, the Yankees are not even going to be the home team for the entire day, because the Phillies are going to be on the road for the first game wearing the gray jerseys, but then they'll turn around at the game that's scheduled to start at 6 o'clock, and they're going to be the home team in pinstripes in the second game. It's weird. But anyway, Aaron Nola is going to pitch in game one, according to Joe Girardi last night, and I guess it's possible that changes, but it didn't seem like it. And then Zach Wheeler is going to go in game two. Now, Scott Lauber of the Philadelphia Inquirer wrote a really good piece earlier in the day yesterday. It was before we knew exactly who was starting in this doubleheader, and he talked about the possibility of Spencer Howard potentially being brought up to make his major league debut in one of those two games. And I thought that made quite a bit of sense, because Howard has been in the minor leagues for more than enough days that the Phillies have clinched an extra year of service time already. And remember, these doubleheaders in 2020 are only going to be 7 innings. So my thinking was, and I think this was Scott's thinking as well, is that Howard would have been likely to have a shorter appearance than Aaron Nola or Zach Wheeler. So I would have Spencer Howard pitch in one of those two games, or would have had Spencer Howard pitch in one of those two games, knowing that if he goes 5 innings in this game, you only have to get 2 more innings out of your bullpen, theoretically. If he goes 5 innings in a normal game, you have to get 4 more innings out of your bullpen. But the Phillies elected to go the other route, and I can see both sides in this case. Zach Wheeler is going to end up pitching the second game, Aaron Nola is going to pitch the first game, and there's a chance in either of those cases that you go 6 or 7, and the thing is, you need to win these games that both of them are pitching. You obviously didn't the first start Aaron Nola made. Zach Wheeler was excellent to this point. That's the only game you've won. So if you get 6 or 7 really good innings out of them, you better win that game. And I understand feeling more confident if Zach Wheeler goes 6 innings and you hand the ball directly to Hector Neris. Well, there's a lot better chance than if Zach Wheeler goes 6 innings innings and you have to have three or four different people pitch to try and finish off the game. Just the way the bullpen's going right now, it probably does make sense to do it this way. Zach Eflin will then presumably pitch Thursday night against the Yankees in the final game of that series. The Braves will come to town, assuming everything's still on this weekend. The Braves will come to town Friday. Presumably, Vince Velasquez is going to pitch that game. Jake Arrieta would be due up to pitch Saturday. And then Sunday's really the game that Joe Girardi said the Phillies are going to have to talk about. He pointed to that day specifically after the game last night. Sunday's going to be open because you have Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola both pitching on Wednesday now, so they're clock would be a little bit off. They wouldn't be on full rest. So whether it is Spencer Howard, who he didn't shy away from it potentially being Spencer Howard, but it could also be Nick Pivetta. It could also be Cole Irvin. It could be whoever. Joe Girardi has talked about this, though, that Spencer Howard needs to get innings. And as much as an inner squad game is nice at AAA, it's not the same type of leverage. And if you have him pitch a very, very, very low amount of innings this year, not only does that probably lower your chances of being a playoff team this year, because I happen to think he's one of the three or four best starters anywhere in the organization, including at the major league level, but it also sets you up to be screwed next year, and you don't want to do that. So I think there's a good chance Spencer Howard makes his major league debut Sunday afternoon against the Braves in that series finale. Of course, if the hurricane hits New York today, it's going to hit Philly on the way. And if we get 3 or 4 inches of rain today, I'll be interested to see if they can get Citizens Bank Park in playing shape by tomorrow afternoon. You would think they almost don't have a choice, but this is the most precipitation we're probably going to have gotten, including the winter, in years at this point. So we'll see what happens. That's going to do it for today's show. You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Kelly Sports. Read my work on PhilliesNation.com and Radio.com. Now tell your smart speaker to play the latest episode of Locked On MLB. I'll talk to you guys next time.